My name is Bob Wells, and I'm from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee. And in reflecting on the experience of Rumi in my life, it actually is a personal experience that brought me into relationship. Rumi appeared to me really during a sabbatical time, and I call it kind of tempest-tossed time of transition in my life. I had been active for 14 years as a Roman Catholic priest, and at that time, the reality of where my heart was leading me was to begin to think about loving in a new way. And in the year that followed after my sabbatical, some decisions were made, and those decisions led to some changes, significant ones, including the blossoming of a relationship. And in the midst of all those changes and challenges, and in the relationship with my now wife, Jean, Rumi remained a companion to us in the midst of a lot of fear and also our dreams about sharing a life together. Rumi was—he's this earthbound mystic. He made us laugh at ourselves, especially when we were feeling the weight of the decisions made going against the tradition. And he offered us words to match our passionate desires to taste all of life's beauty. We remember in those early days we enjoyed sharing what we called random Rumi moments, where we would share, open a book of his poetry, and while we were very close, our bodies touching, our hearts embracing love, we would listen. Sometimes we'd cry, and most often we'd just simply smile when we'd hear what he'd have to say. For example, in one of the poems that he wrote entitled The Self We Share, there are these lines. This is the prayer of each. You are the source of my life. You separate essence from mud. You honor my soul. You bring rivers from the mountain springs. You brighten my eyes. The wine you offer takes me out of myself into the self we share. And doing that is religion. One other poem that actually ended up in our wedding booklet, which we celebrated in March of 2001, we included these lines from a poem entitled This Marriage. May this marriage be a sign of compassion, a seal of happiness here and hereafter. May this marriage have a fair face and a good name, an omen as welcome as the moon in a clear blue sky. I'm out of words to describe how spirit mingles in this marriage.